Wisconsin's first state budget under former education chief, now governor, Tony Evers, provides a $570 million increase for K-12 schools. Republican lawmakers crafted the budget, but Evers, a Democrat, took credit for pushing them towards his priorities. He also tweaked the plan with dozens of line item vetoes. WUWM education reporter Emily Files has more details on what the budget Evers signed last week means for schools.
Is the two-year state education budget a success or failure?
It all depends on what your starting point is and what your expectations are.
Dan Rossmiller advocates for public school districts in his role with the Wisconsin Association of School Boards.
Obviously, if you wanted to see the governor's proposal, that didn't happen. If you wanted to see schools have a solid foundation, then I think the budget kind of meets your expectations.
Evers wanted to put an additional $1.4 billion into schools. Instead, the budget boosts funding by less than half that amount. When he signed the budget on July 3rd, Evers expressed some disappointment.
Unfortunately, the budget I'm signing here today is, in many ways, insufficient.
But he also lauded the investments it makes in special education, mental health support, and general aid. Evers used his line item veto pen to bump Republicans' proposed $500 million increase for schools to about $570 million. That gives districts more funding to spend per student. Rossmiller, with the School Boards Association, says since the Great Recession and Act 10, state support of schools has lagged inflation. He says this budget helps move schools back to pre-Act 10 levels.
The last 2 years and this 2 years to be maybe not just meeting inflation, but perhaps getting a little tiny bit above inflation is viewed as maybe recovering some of the ground we lost and putting schools on a more stable footing.
But other public school advocates don't view the state budget as favorably.
The budget did not meet the needs of our kids.
That's Milwaukee Public Schools Board President Larry Miller. The funding increase will help MPS reinstate an employee salary schedule this year. But Miller says overall, it's status quo.
And for us, it means that class sizes will continue to be larger than they should. It means our students won't get the music arts, FIED, librarians, mental health support, 21st century facilities that they deserve.
Republicans removed several of Evers' proposals that would have benefited MPS, like money for English language learners and support targeted to urban districts. GOP lawmakers also slashed a cornerstone of Evers' proposal, special education aid. Over the past decade, state reimbursement of schools' rising special ed costs has been flat. Evers wanted to more than double the reimbursement, from 25% to 60%. Republicans agreed to an increase, but it's much smaller, 30%. Miller says that means MPS will continue to divert millions of dollars from its general fund to pay for special education.
So what happens is it's a mandated, unfunded mandate, and that money comes from our general operation funds, which hurts special ed students from getting music, art, small class sizes. And it hurts the whole system from getting those things.
Miller says MPS may try to circumvent state funding constraints by going to voter referendum next year. Balancing school budgets via referendum has become a common tool in Wisconsin. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.